Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Same Matthias Now podcast. I'm Pastor Bert Cloud, your host and your pastor, too, and it's a joy to be with you in this way. Today, I have an interview with Erica Murray, who is our worship team leader and has been kind of the project leader for our sanctuary improvement, our sanctuary upgrade project, and man, it's been quite a week with that project. I'm recording this on the 13th day of October 2022, and I can tell you there's a lot that's happened in our sanctuary in these last few days, and so really excited to share some news with you. We'll talk a little bit in there about the color of the wall and also some sermon criticism I'll receive in the midst of all that. And Erica will tell you about the cot that she has in the back here when, you know, she's kind of, you know, working here a lot. So you want to stick around to the very end and check out what we have to share. Also, there's some great news about Christmas in there, too. So let's just jump right into the interview. Okay, so I have Erica Murray here in my office, and it's good to see you, Erica.
Good to see you.
Thank you so much for coming and sitting down with me. We're here to talk about worship.
Yes, sir.
And actually, you have been our worship team leader for the last few years and
yes.
then been actively involved with the Banner Ministry and so many
Ultra Guild and yes.
Absolutely. So, and it's been just really cool to work with you here at St. Matthias. So we've got some really kind of exciting things happening with worship, right?
Oh, this past week has been busy.
It's been wild to kind of hear about and see those things kind of going on. So you want to give us a sense of what's happening with their sanctuary upgrade?
So they started working on the upgrade. They came in this past Monday and tore down the track lights and the old projector that was really on its last leg.
Yeah.
And cut holes in walls and ran wires, and it was awesome. And the mounts are up. The cameras are up. The new TV on the back wall is up, because that picture, even though, you know, I had the congregation turn around and look at that TV on the back wall as compared to the projection, and everybody was like, wow, there's a big difference. But the pixels on that were actually starting to go also.
So if you're not kind of familiar with where Eric and I are in all this progress, we had for a long time a projector that put onto a screen in our sanctuary, and that projector over the 14 years of it being there, and had just really kind of diminished in terms of its ability to cast a lot of light, to be able to read and sort of see what was actually going on the screen.
Oh, yes.
And the color calibration was all off, too. So I would sit and prepare, you know, worship and what the slides would look like. And then I would come in on Sunday, and the slides were completely different color from what was on the back wall or
And I had several people come to me and say, you know, hey, it's getting really hard to read that.
Right. He had for a long time kind of looked and considered what was possible, and we began a project, a capital campaign, to put together what we would need to make significant improvements, not only in the what people would be able to see and how they would be able to kind of appropriate those visual elements inside
right.
of worship, but also that would, of course, tie into good sound, of course.
Of course.
But the lighting in the sanctuary was really not serving us well, and over time has, you know, kind of been pointed in, you know, kind of cockeyed directions and, you know, just not really doing a good job kind of helping us in worship.
And if you really look at those shadows of the cross, nothing is more dramatic than just looking from one shadow to the other, that you can definitely see one has, you know, a bright light shining on it, and you can see the shadow and the walls lit up behind it, and the other one is like, eh, it's there.
Yeah, right. And when COVID came into our lives, there was a need for the church to shift gears and be available in online places.
Yes.
And we have certainly had online worship, you know, from the very beginning, from that, you know, March of 20 into all of the life that was.
Thanks to your home equipment.
Well, yeah. And you know, yeah, I brought in stuff, and you know, I'm nerdy enough to kind of like, well, I think we could do this and put that together. And so, but what has been missing is the ability to provide that kind of online experience that would match what people were experiencing, you know, in person. We have put together a really good plan. I'm really excited, and this week has been, you know, just here
Let's
we go.
Go.
Let's do this thing. We do have a good amount of the donations that we needed and we were anticipating.
Yes.
And we have the money to make this happen. So it's not like we're kind of doing all this on, you know, a MasterCard or something
right.
like that. But, you know, we certainly are encouraging people if they would like to make donations in memory or in honor or in celebration of a person. That's a beautiful thing as well. But those donations would be gratefully accepted. We've received a great number of those as we've gone through, and we are in a place to kind of make this happen with the idea that this should be, you know, all completely in place
by Christmas.
Yeah, and Christmas is going to be awesome.
We're going to rock it.
Christmas is really, you know, we're back together. We have an opportunity to be back together, and it's just going to be really, really great. So so this week you were saying we had a team of folks kind of come through and remove some of the older equipment.
Yes.
And the older projection equipment is out.
Yes.
And we are getting ready. In fact, right now you and I are waiting on a phone call.
Keep looking at my phone going, come on.
For the new monitors to be placed on the wall. So there's not going to be a projector. These will be actual TVs.
They are.
You know, large. How big are those?
84 inch.
How much?
84.
84 inches. And there are two.
There are two. Because one of the things, you know, from my wonderful vantage point in the back at the soundboard is you see all these people kind of stand up to sing and trying to read the words off the projector, and they would have to move into an aisle. They'd have to shimmy over. And it's like, if we had one on each wall, then you could, if you couldn't see straight in front of you, you could look to the angle and read the words there.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of less commotion.
So that's going to be really great. We used that size because of the recommendations of the professionals that came through and said,
yes,
this is, you know, how you fill the space with adequate view.
And we asked three different companies to come in and give us estimates.
Yeah.
And they all did recommend that size.
Right, right. And so we will have, hopefully, I'm really excited, that is what we anticipate to be able to put in front of folks this Sunday, right?
Yes.
This Sunday. Now, the lights won't be up and running.
They are not. They are supply chain issues. Don't know what's going on. He doesn't. Our AV technician does not know what the holdup is because he hasn't really experienced a lot of issues with them.
Right. Right. But we still have plenty. We've got time.
We got, you know, plenty of
to
time.
Kind of work. And the lighting and the placement of the lighting takes a little time to kind of work through and, you know, do the wiring and all the stuff that,
right,
is necessary for that, and getting the adjustments just right. So that's something that we still have to go on. So when people come in on Sunday, they won't experience, you know, oh, it's
the,
all
the
in
wow
and it's
factor.
Up. And, yeah. Oh, I think there will be a wow. Okay, well, we need to take a short break now, but when we come back, we'll jump right into what color the wall is in the back of the sanctuary, in the front of the sanctuary. It was blue. Stick around. You'll find out where that color went right after this.
So we went with the gray.
And so this is not your your standard battleship gray kind of navy issue gray.
No, it actually has a brown undertone to go with the brown wood and the tan floor. So I mean there's blue grays and then there's brown grays.
Right.
And this one is geared toward right. the rest of the colors in the sanctuary.
So the idea of that was that we needed a darker color for that back wall in order for there to be as much contrast
as
we could get for what would be
visual.
You know, shown on the TVs and,
yes.
and you know, like the banners and the colors and the reflection off the wall and the shadows that we have intentionally kind of, you know, used with a cross and the like.
Right.
So it is gray, but it's not, you know, dark, offensive. it's
morbid,
not
Halloween.
Yeah. It's not Death Star gray.
There we go.
It's not Stormtrooper white, you know, but it's not Death Star gray. And it will be helpful for us as we are trying to help people to see and experience what will be on the screens.
Yes.
What I really would encourage people to know is that it's still kind of a work in progress, right? So we'll still be, you know, figuring some things out, certainly
yes.
With when we have the lights in, that will help a lot. Even when we are working with some of the size of font and type of font that is used, on the screen, we'll be making sense of that. And feedback from the congregation is going to be really helpful in terms of the folks with visual impairments and folks that are, you know, just kind of working their way through. You know, I'm a person with visual impairments. I need my glasses for sure to see things at any kind of distance. So, you know, having, you know, some feedback about that will be really, really helpful.
And we're back there at that soundboard cabinet, whatever you want to call it, we're one of the last ones to leave. So it's not like you can't find us to say, hey,
right.
I had difficulty or I had, but at the same time, give us a week.
Yeah, or, two,
or two
or four or something.
Let
like
us
that.
Figure out what we're doing back right. there with the new TVs. But we should have it worked out and figured out so that everybody should be able to see good.
And absolutely, absolutely. And we, you mentioned also that we have cameras that will be part of that.
Yes.
And so those cameras will be part of the capacity that we'll have as a church to live stream our worship services.
Yep.
You know, that will take some time to kind of develop up, and we'll make some transition in terms of our online worship experiences. I'll continue to do a similar kind of activity with the live stream, but package it in a different way. But you know, the goal is for our services to be available. You know, what you see is what you get.
Right.
You know,
right.
For a Sunday morning to be available for folks to see. And so,
and your live streams are awesome. I love the personal aspect where it's just kind of you and me you know, talking and almost having a conversation.
Right, right.
But I have heard, you know, hey, why can't we get, you know, the congregation? It'd be so much nicer if you heard the congregation singing the songs.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And let's face it, you do, I think, a better job with your sermon in person.
Well, thank you.
If anybody has ever sat there and watched you at 8:30 and then actually come to the service, it's not the same sermon.
Right, right. It's different. It is different. And it's we long, I think, to worship with each other. And even though, you know, you got this kind of intimate sort of one-on-one conversation, right, which is great, there is a power to gathering up a room full of people. And even, you know, kind of being participating in that when you can't make it in,
right,
you know, and you're watching at home or watching, you know, in with your family on vacation or that sort of thing. Having those kind of connections is still, you know, really powerful, really beautiful sort of thing. So I'm excited about that. But we'll need some volunteers to help us out.
We will.
We have really good equipment that will help us to be able to either live stream or, you know, record and then package the services up for people to be able to see that with a couple of cameras that will be in the sanctuary. The other thing that's really neat about the camera is that we'll be able to kind of take that feed and sort of put it through into the screens. And so when we have a baptism, for example, this is the beautiful, the perfect thing. When we have a baptism, there won't be a bad seat in the house.
No. You know? And you can zoom right in on that baby's face as the water hits it.
Right.
And, right. You know, yes, he was sleeping the whole time until that water
until
hit his head.
Pastor Burt tried to drown him, you know.
And then he's like, what was
right.
that?
Right, right. And so that will be a really great addition to our ability to participate together as a community.
Definitely. Or let's face it, we've also had funerals here where it's hard to find a seat.
Right.
And this way we can broadcast that and
right. Right. And there won't be, you know, that awkward where does the camera go and how you know whose uncle or brother, you know, is kind of stuck with the camera that
yeah.
that will
holding the iPhone there recording yeah. it all and arm gets tired and yeah, shaky.
Right.
I have seen those too.
So I'm really excited about the capacity that we'll have to move forward with our in-person worship being as powerful and as meaningful as it can be, and for our online presence to be that and be more you know, kind of tied into the rest of the community here.
Right.
That's gonna be great, and it's made possible by the people, you know, kind of saying
of
St. Matthias saying, you know, we want to be out in the world and we want to be doing this thing. So all of this is very exciting, but we're going to take a short break again. And let me invite you, though, in this time, if you would like to make a contribution to our Sanctuary Technology Upgrade Project at STU, is what we have been calling it, you are certainly welcome to make a donation to St. Matthias United Methodist Church. And in your memo line, just mark STU, and we'll get that right into that project. 100% of your donation will go to that project. If you would like to make that donation in memory of someone or in celebration of somebody's life or ministry, that's great. Please just let us know how we can designate that celebration. Again, just mark STU in your memo line. Let us know who we are remembering or celebrating, and thank you. Thank you very much. Let's get back to our conversation and hear a bit about Christmas. So while I got you,
yes,
I think we ought to talk about Christmas because, you know, we mentioned that we're hoping, yes, that all the technology and the sanctuary upgrade will be kind of in place for us to really use it well,
yeah,
at Christmas time. But, yeah, we have needed to, you know, kind of think creatively about how we will celebrate the holidays here at St. Matthias. So you want to step us through kind of the schedule, the new schedule as we have it, or you want to kind of go back and forth, or?
No, I can do that.
Okay.
So we're starting with Christmas Eve Eve, which I know is confusing to some people.
It's the
23rd. Yeah. So it's Friday. At 7 p.m., we will have our big shebang.
Big blowout.
It's when we can get all the artists
Holy Night's going to be sung.
All the songs.
Silent Night.
Going to be. And there'll be communion awesome. And the candlelight.
Really good music. We've got some really good music planned.
You know, those candlesticks at the end of each row are going to be lit, and it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be beautiful. It'll be beautiful that night.
And then on Christmas Eve, this is where the change up happens. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Christmas Eve, we're actually going to have a 3 p.m. service. It's going to be much more children friendly, much more, you know, drivers friendly.
Yeah, senior
friendly.
Yeah,
this is Saturday, so traffic shouldn't be as bad and light out still. And we are going to kind of have it a more casual, you know, you can dress up, but, you know, if you don't want to put on your Christmas duds, just come. Let's sing the hymns. We'll have communion.
Yeah.
We'll try to have some candles.
It'd be a very, for some people, what we described about Friday night, that's going to, you know, that will be just like a wonderful experience. For some people, this Saturday afternoon experience will, you know, that will be, you know, their experience. That'll be a great experience, right? And a little bit more simple, kind of more traditional, but also and not terribly long. But we'll have the candles. We'll have the silent night singing. We'll have communion as part of that.
Definitely.
So just a really wonderful kind of simple way for family, for seniors, for people that are trying to keep with family traditions,
yeah,
you know, of gathering together on Christmas Eve night. That will be a great service.
Or the new traditions. Which, you know, I'm in too.
Yeah.
Trying to get around all the family gatherings and the work schedules and everything is now mind-boggling.
Yeah.
So
absolutely. Absolutely.
Really think this one can fit everybody in.
So we'll have those two options. You can come to both. I mean, that would be just totally fine.
I'll be there.
Friday night at 7, Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m., and then on Sunday, Christmas is on Sunday.
Christmas is on Sunday, and we have, sticking with tradition, always had Christmas Day off to spend with families. So we are going to stay home, and we will try to rebroadcast the earlier services.
Right.
So the special music on Christmas Eve Eve will rebroadcast.
Right.
We'll have handouts for readings that if you want to do with your family at home. But, you know, really just sit around in everybody wearing the same pajamas. And
not open at the same time.
Same print.
Same.
Pajamas.
Oh, I see.
There
like
you
matching
go.
Pajamas.
Matching pajamas.
Yeah.
And surrounded by all the ripped up Christmas wrapping.
Yeah, which is a beautiful thing. Absolutely.
And see the little ones just run around and hopefully.
So there are important.
I have a whole different opinion.
Yeah,
about Christmas now.
You got that brand new grandbaby that,
yes,
you know, grandkids change things. New children thing change things. You know, it's just, it's a.
My house has that new child smell.
Oh, I won't ask. That could be good or bad. You know, the new car smell is nice, but yeah. The new kid smell sometimes it, you know. Anyway, sorry. So I'm really excited about Christmas and the opportunity that we will have to celebrate Christ's birth and to hold on to the very meaningful set of family traditions and the needs of us as a community to kind of hold on to those anchor places, you know, as hard as some of our circumstances are, it's really good to kind of return to. And we try really hard in the work that we do to plan for Christmas to not, you know, introduce anything exotic or weird or wild or anything like that, but to bring those things that help us to remember who we are and who Christ is right to the center of that.
The old familiar hymns, the reading of the Christmas story.
Absolutely, absolutely. And things like, you know, singing Silent Night and Candlelight is just something. And I didn't have that experience as a kid. We had family obligations on Christmas Eve. And so I would hear about Candlelight Christmas and hear about, you know, singing Silent Night in the church from the Episcopal Church and the Catholic Church, you know, in our community. But we were good Baptists, and we just didn't do that stuff, you know. And so I missed out on that. And when I learned about it and experienced it later, I'm like, oh, that's beautiful. And so it's an important part of, you know, my experience of the holidays.
Which is also why I work so hard on getting, you know, all of last year's wax off of the candles and reuse them.
Right.
Because, yeah, I was a product of divorced parents. So you went to one family on Christmas Eve and the other family on Christmas Day and, you know, tried to fit church in between.
Yeah. And it's so important and still such a struggle.
Yeah.
You know, the important things are a struggle sometimes, and they're life-saving and vital at the same. So I'm
with that in mind, we still are going to do a blue Christmas talking about struggles.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that. So what I found doing blue Christmas, you know, during COVID, is that we had a much bigger footprint providing that service online than we have had in person. And the in-person was, you know, certainly not bad, not a problem, but, you know, we, you know, certainly impacted a lot of folks with Blue Christmas. So we will, as we did last year and the year before, I think, the year before, we will have a Blue Christmas service. I think it's on the 21st. That's generally, we try to do it right at the winter solstice.
Yes.
So that will be before the actual, you know, Christmas day, right at the winter solstice. It's the kind of the longest night. It's the shortest day and the longest night when it seems, you know, those nights when you're grieving or you're kind of struggling through things, those are very long nights. And at the longest one.
And when you feel it the most.
Yeah. And it's good to know that God is present in the midst of that. And it still hurts. And it's not that service is not designed to kind of like, you know, paint sugar all over, you know, the pain or anything like that. But to kind of acknowledge what is going on there in the face of God and in the face of the story, you know. And it's really a powerful way to be reminded of some very important things in the midst of the struggle and the, you know, people are working their way through joy, you know.
Right.
So that would be, we'll put some more information out about that and all of this, but that will be on the 21st.
Oh, yeah. Keep an eye out for in the bulletin and in the emails for the exact times and what all.
Well, Erica, thank you so much for coming and spending this time with me. And
no problem.
you know, folks will see both of us at church and they can tell us, hey, I was asking about this and wondering about that. And, you know, kind of come and reach out to us here at the church or reach out to us
by
email.
Here.
And
I've got that cod in the sacristy that I'm always here.
That's a rumor. That's not really true. You don't have a cot in the sacristy. Do you have a cot in the sacristy?
It's more like a day bed.
Gosh. And a little sink.
Yeah.
Right beside of it. And a little refrigerator right
oh,
there.
Oh yeah. I gotta have that. Yeah. I have to have my snacks.
Yeah. Oh gosh. You know, that is an old joke that has been told by many people about people like you that are always at the church and always kind of, you know, working through things. So thank you for that service. Thank you for all that you do here at St. Matthias. And I'm looking forward to working with you some more.
Thank you.
Well, that's all the time that we have for this week. And we thank you for joining us. You can learn more about St. Matthias United Methodist Church at our website, stmtoday.com. This broadcast is brought to you by the people of St. Matthias United Methodist Church. We'll be back with more very soon. God bless you. Take care.